biblicalchurchmeeting.com. What happened to the churches? What happened in history to the churches? How did church assemblies go from following the biblical way of letting every man speak and all the people in a church meeting seeing themselves as brothers and sisters in Christ to what we have today, with one guy above everyone else? How did elders change from being humble overseers and participants in the meeting to becoming dominators of it? How did the churches go from having leaders who were meek men who sought to serve the others as last of all and servant of all, to having leaders who function as the complete opposite of that, who assume for themselves a power that Scripture never gives them, that of silencing all the other men? Of course, Scripture tells us exactly what happened. The Lord let Paul know that this awful shift in the churches would happen after his death, and he warned everyone he could repeatedly about it day and night for 3 solid years. In his speech to the elders of the churches in Ephesus, in Acts 20, 28 through 31, Paul said, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." That is, of course, exactly what happened, and why church assemblies today do not give a second thought about their disobedience to Jesus Christ's commandments for church. As soon as Paul and the other apostles were dead and gone, men rose to power who wanted the people in churches to follow themselves instead of the Word of God. Acts 20, verse 30. "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." These men established a new way of doing church that was centered around themselves. Instead of being humble overseers, they became authoritarians, going beyond the authority that Scripture gave them. And they liked that power. They liked being the only one permitted to speak. They liked being the focus of the meeting. They liked having disciples of their own following them. Paul warned everyone he could, day and night, for 3 years that this huge change was coming, which he described as happening after my departing, meaning soon after his death. It was so troubling to Paul that it brought him to tears when he spoke about it. A very big and very bad change was coming soon. This was not to be some small offshoot of churches, by the way, or Paul would not have been so deeply disturbed about what was coming up. He knew that this change was going to be mainstream, and it was going to be very bad. And as history tells us, things went from bad to worse. Over the years, the powerful churchmen became more powerful and more authoritative, inventing church hierarchical authority structures and church offices that were completely foreign to Scripture. And Scripture became increasingly less important, giving place for outrageous heresies to arise that exist even to this day. Even the way of salvation by simply believing in Jesus Christ became lost and unknown as far as the mainstream of churches was concerned. And it all started with the rise to power of the early church fathers. After the apostles had all died, these men abandoned the apostles' teachings about how to do the church meeting and instead decided that they should be the only ones qualified to speak to an assembly of believers. A typical man is brought to tears occasionally, but not too often. Even when grieving for a lost loved one, the crying subsides after a while. Other than grieving, imagine how unusual it would be if a man you knew cried once a day for an entire week. Now imagine how odd it would be if a man was brought to tears twice a day for 1,000 days in a row, like Paul was. He knew that soon after his death, most believers would abandon Jesus Christ's commandments for church because self-centered elders would rise to power who would change the church format to one that would accommodate their craving to have their own followers. If Paul's reaction to this knowledge was to cry twice per day for 1,000 days in a row, how important do you think biblical church is to the Lord? Today's men serving as the pastor are following the traditions established by the early church fathers rather than going by what the Bible says. They do not want you to follow Scripture, but instead want you to follow them. That's why on the subject of church, you will probably never hear one of them say, "Study your Bible, have faith in what it says, and go by that." Paul knew that this terrible shift away from biblical church would take place. He warned everyone he could, day and night, for 3 solid years that it would happen, and sure enough, it did.